couple of weeks back, we had the morning show on the road to shine the spotlight on LaGrange. And we had a lot of great guests come in. And we had Mayor Kim Strauss scheduled, but he had an emergency, so he couldn't make it. We talked afterwards and said, you know, let's down the road, let's get together, have you on the air to talk about your community. And so today is the day. And the mayor is with us on the line this morning. Mayor Strauss, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Let's talk a little bit about your background in public service, how long you've been mayor, and why you decided to pursue that job.
Well, I'm in my 14th year as mayor, and I had 2 years before that on council. And when I decided to run, I had a small business in town. My wife had another small business in town. And quite honestly, I just decided I was at an age where I should get involved more with my community. And I thought that running for mayor would be a good job for me because I kind of look at it as like running a business. And that's what I was experienced in, and I've loved it ever since.
What kind of feedback do you get from residents? Do you get the traditional call at 2 o'clock in the morning with a problem?
You know, now and then, but, most of our residents are pretty respectful of my time also, and they know that I have a job also. I'm a part-time mayor, and I have a family, but in a small community like this, you know most of the people, and you see them face-to-face a lot during the week. So, you know, I have a lot of discussions with them, and actually I enjoy that also.
You know, one of the things we found when we had our morning program at Michelle's Cafe for those 3 mornings, one thing we discovered, and probably already knew, but certainly was highlighted those 3 days, was how people in the LaGrange area, as you mentioned, kind of all know each other. There's a camaraderie there. There's a togetherness there that you might not find in a larger community.
No, you don't. And quite honestly, Craig, what I like about small-town politics is that part of it. It seems to me when you get up in the higher end of politics, whether it's county, state, federal, I think those politicians lose that one-on-one with residents and don't always, in my opinion, represent their actual true interests. And in a small community, you know, you're faced with it every day, and you're faced with those same situations that they're faced with. And I think that's why small town politics is the best that there possibly can be.
We're talking with Mayor Kim Strauss of LaGrange. And Mayor, you mentioned what people are facing. What kind of issues do they bring forth? What kind of issues do you face in a relatively small area?
A lot of times it's stormwater issues or zoning problems or, you know, something they're trying to do with their property and how can they get it done. And, you know, LaGrange is growing. There's no doubt about it. We have a huge project we're working on right now to add a third lane to IGA. I get a lot of people talking to me about how congested those areas are. And so, like, right now our main project is that third lane at the IGA. And it's things like that that are brought to my attention constantly. And for the most part, what they bring to my attention, I'd say 90% of it is a valid reason to come and talk to me. I mean, you always have some of the little nitpicky things, but, you know, everybody thinks their problem is the biggest, and I try to look at them that way and do what I can for them. And most of the time we can help them. Sometimes you just can't.
Again, we're talking with Mayor Kim Strauss from LaGrange today. And as we head into 2014, beyond the widening project there, anything else on your plate for the coming year?
Yes, we started a joint project with LaGrange Township about 8 or 9 years ago and put in a business park. And that business park, when you go down the street, we named it Opportunity Way, because it also, at the end of the street, ties into our new high school, middle school, and elementary project. So we've tried to bring in companies that work well with our school, that give kids after-school projects and jobs to help them go into the market and the workplace. And that's been a big project for us. We're winding it down. We still have some lots left that we're pushing to sell. And then we also started a community park about 12 years ago, and we're just about completed with that project. We hope to have it cleaned up next year.
And also, too, of course, we talk about the Lions being very active there. You've got a vibrant library where we hear how many people use that every month. So a lot of good things going on there.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. I actually live right next door to that library. And, you know, it's a small library, but because it's in conjunction with the Elyria Library also, if you don't find what you want, we can have it transferred up here from Elyria. And the amount of people that use that library, it's pretty amazing to see the cars that are in and out there on a daily basis.
Well, Mayor, we hope you have a great holiday season and a great 2014 as well. And thank you for taking your time this morning to make connections with us and get you on the air to talk about LaGrange Village.
Thank you, sir.
Mayor Kim Strauss from LaGrange here on AM 930 WEOL.